So I've wandered out of the Festival of Education and I was gasping. I needed some water, and the best place to come and get some water is a pub. So you'll hear some background noise of some people enjoying themselves, having a Sunday afternoon in the sun. But here I'm sat in the sun with Darren Murphy. Say hello, Darren.
Hello.
Hello. And you work at the Hall School?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, teaching ICT?
That's correct, yes.
And I've also met, I've managed to track down Matt Esterman.
G'day.
G'day. Oh, yes. Good friendly Australian
nice
greeting.
Nice stereotyping.
And you work at Brigidine College in St Ives?
I do.
New South Wales, Australia.
Yes.
So, what brings you to the UK, Matt?
Well, I was lucky enough to win a scholarship last year from my superannuation fund, and they said I could come over and visit and learn as much as I can from the UK people about teachmates, about learning, about education, about whatever I could soak up. So I packed myself pretty full of events and things like that, and I was lucky enough to come along to the Education Festival as well, which has been fantastic. Met lots of great people and learnt lots of little tidbits that I'll take home with me.
Now, I imagine you're going to be in a fairly privileged position, because you're going to go to all of these teach meets and you're going to see a fantastic range of approaches and slight variances and nuances within them. Are you blogging, capturing? How are you going to record and document and share all this?
Yep, I've been taking notes.
Yes.
And yeah, I've been blogging. It's my first foray into blogging, and so I thought it would be a good kickstart.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've got a little blog going, and I can give you the link for that later on.
And if I put your Twitter handle into this description, people can follow that and see what you do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So if you can stick with it, they're pretty long posts, especially the ones that will come from this weekend.
But sometimes you have to pan through a lot of silt just to get a few grains
of
gold.
That's right. Hopefully there's not too much silt. But
So we've just been having a discussion about raspberry jams, and I've just explained a little bit about the motives and where it comes from. I'm really hoping I can gain from some of your experience as a participant and as an audience member from TeachMeets about some of the things that work really effectively and some of the things that maybe need a little bit more polishing.
Yep.
Is there anything that leap to mind immediately?
Well, one thing is a bit of marketing, advertising the event. So once you've decided on a date, on a place and that sort of stuff, get it out there as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Use every possible network, milk every possible contact, and just, even if all they do is pass it on.
Sure.
That's essentially part of the charm of TeachMeets, I guess, is that it's teachers passing on that knowledge to other people.
And I wonder if sometimes some people get a little bit despondent, because maybe if it's a regular thing, their first TeachMeet might not be that well attended, but
that's
then
right, yeah.
Afterwards people will hear about it and
absolutely
talk. And
yeah, well, as an example, just the other night I went to a teach meet in the Cotswolds, and there were 8 of us,
Right.
And that was fine, because you've got 8 people who then spread it to 16 and spread it beyond that.
Exponentially it grows.
And it's got to start somewhere. And as a bit of an anecdote, we started off in March of 2011, just last year, chatting about TeachMeet and starting summer, and by March of the following year we managed to get 300 people to a TeachMeet that we took the opportunity to organise, and it was many sessions going on at the same time, and it received some criticism for being too big, but at the same time it was meant to be a bit of a billboard, and so your events with Raspberry Pi will find that you'll have lots and lots of people there with lots of different ideas about how it should be run and what should be done. But essentially, if people are presenting ideas, if people are able to listen to those ideas and access those ideas, and then if there's time for discussion and communication, that's essentially what you're doing. You're just providing the opportunity for people to share those ideas. So long as people are doing that and they can take away some of those ideas for their own practice, then you've succeeded, It doesn't matter how many people attend, it doesn't matter where it is, whether it's a glorious venue like an innovative Cambridge location.
Or Wellington College or something like that.
That's right, exactly. Or somewhere else, or just in the garden of a pub. The point is that people are connecting and sharing, and it will grow no matter what you do.
And I imagine it really helps those teachers who sometimes feel like they're the only one doing a particular thing in one school.
Well,
and if it's a small primary school, then that offers...
I think that's another powerful potential of TeachMeet, is to open the doors rather than close them. So, for instance, with professional associations, for example, it's pretty much closed to, say, history teachers in New South Wales or history teachers around. And whilst they, they open the doors to other people, it's often not advertised to those people or inclusive of those people because of the content,
So,